T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today.
Maybe the most pandering song of all time. I don't need to remind some of you, right after the original Persian Gulf War, there was talk of making this the national anthem.
It's a great song.
That is a fact.
Jack.
They actually talked about making Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA the national anthem in the wake of the original Persian Gulf War in 1991. Johnson County, by the way, voted today. I believe the vote was 4-2. There was one commissioner who abstained to go ahead and join the state in the mask requirement that goes into effect tomorrow. By the way, I don't know how Johnson County could have gotten out of it. There is this thing called the supremacy clause.
They could have gotten out of it, and they chose not to. So they will, on a vote of 4-2, join the governor's wear the mask order. Interestingly enough, Shawnee County this morning voted against it.
That'll be interesting to see how that plays out, Dana.
Yeah.
Because I know there's some sort of law that the legislature passed
that stripped some of her power when it comes to the pandemic.
Yeah. Which is probably unconstitutional. The stripping of her powers. Because there is a supremacy clause in the United States Constitution that gives the federal government control over the states and the states control over the local governments. And so I don't know where, you know, Johnson County could have done whatever they wanted to do.
Here's the exemption. You got to wear it in most indoor public spaces and outdoor areas where you can't social distance. Exemptions were provided for young children and those with conditions that prevent mask use, whatever that means.
PTSD would be one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Asthma. Like, there are some people who have said, and I'm not one of them, that it makes it very, very difficult to breathe when you're wearing a mask.
Sure.
Now, how anyone is going to police this, I have no idea. I went to the grocery store this morning, Scott. I would say 99% of the people I passed were wearing a mask. I remember seeing one woman who was not. So Johnson County says yes, Shawnee County says no. And we'll see where that ends up.
Well, you know, I have to go to the grocery store tonight after work.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in, and I have an N95 in the car. Actually, it's right there. I'll be interested to see who's wearing a mask and who's not. But I go back to what I said yesterday. Just put it on. You're not going to hurt yourself. Nobody's trying to strip you of your rights. Nobody is trying to strip you of your rights. Just put the damn mask on.
I went to the grocery store and Quick Trip last night, and everyone
was
that I saw
good.
Was
yeah.
wearing a mask.
Good. Yeah, it will become, like everything else, routine mm-hmm. during this time to do it.
And that's fine. Just put it on. You know, I mean, nobody's telling you we're going to kick down your front door and make sure that you and your kids are wearing a mask while you're watching the Friends marathon.
Hey, you. Hey, you.
I mean, give me a break. Just put it on. Who are you hurt? You're only protecting other
right.
people.
And you are only driving people crazy who don't want to wear the mask. So we are moving on. The Chiefs came out today denying, did you hear this, that they are close to a deal for field naming rights at Arrowhead. Here we go.
What's wrong with that?
The Chiefs disputed a Sports Business Journal report Thursday that they are nearing a deal with the Government Employees Health Association for the field naming rights at Arrowhead.
Wait.
G-E-H-E. It looks like G-Haw.
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 So,
the G-Haw field.
So what's the name going to be? The Government Employees Health what?
Association, or G-Haw.
Hey, you know, they're playing Jacksonville this weekend. I got tickets to go to the Government Employees Health Association Stadium. Do you want to go?
This story, which Arrowhead is denying, said that the stadium would maintain the name Arrowhead Stadium. It's just the field itself.
Right.
However, since they're denying it, kind of moot.
Okay. There are only four NFL teams that play in stadiums without a corporate sponsor.
Okay, wait.
Yep.
All right, lay them on me. All right. Lambeau Field.
Yes, Green Bay is one of them.
The Patriots play. No. Soldier Field in Chicago. The Chargers play at.
So you got Chicago, Green Bay, the Chiefs, and there's only one other one. And it's hard. I don't know that you'll get it.
It's not the Cowboys.
No.
They sold the rights to that. Is it Denver, Mile High?
Nope. It's the Cleveland Browns, Paul Brown Stadium.
Paul Brown Stadium, yep.
I'm going to look up the worst named corporate.
Well, back in the day,
stadium.
Back in the day,
names.
One of the first ones ever was the Houston Astros had Minute Maid Park. Because nothing says "let's go watch baseball" like Minute Maid Park.
Let me see how old this story is. This is from 2016. The Chicago White Sox got a lot of pushback on their new stadium naming rights deal with mortgage lender Guaranteed Rate.
Yeah, because it was a Comiskey Park before that. Wait.
What Guaranteed Rate Field.
What about the Chicago Cubs? They play at Wrigley. That has never changed.
But I don't think Wrigley is a corporate naming rights Wrigley Field.
No, that's what I'm saying. Look up baseball stadiums that have not sold.
Oh, I see what you're saying for baseball.
Yeah, that's always been Wrigley Field.
Let me tell you the other weird ones. There's Smoothie King Center in New Orleans.
That one's great.
There's the KFC Yum Center in Louisville. It's called the KFC Yum.
That's a center. That's a college arena. That's not a pro.
There's
pro
the
arena.
Tony Macaroni Arena.
Where's that?
What?
In Livingston, the Scottish Football Club is named the Tony Macaroni Arena. In Phoenix, the Phoenix Suns play at the Talking Stick Resort Arena.
That used to be the University of Phoenix Arena. Or stadium, maybe.
Dayton football is Welcome Stadium. That's not bad. Here's the worst. The Castleford Tigers in rugby's European Super League gave their stadium the Mend a Hose Jungle Arena.
Did you say Mend a Hose?
Mend a Hose.
I thought you said men duhos.
Then there's Hunky Dory's Park. A lot of these are from England. I don't like G-Haw or Gee. And would they have to say it? As part of the naming rights, do you have to say to the NFL when they're calling the game, they have to say, "Welcome as we join in beautiful Kansas City, Arrowhead Stadium and the G-Haw...
Yes.
Field.
Yes.
On the text line, I'm a former employee of that company. They hate being called G-Haw.
So they're Government Employee Health Association.
So we're, you're going to have the announcer say, welcome to the Government Employee
Health Association, field at Arrowhead.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMZ.
Welcome to Hee Haw, starring Buck Owens and Roy Clark.
Okay. You know, if they name that field
Gee-haw
Field, that people will call it Hee-haw. God, that show was terrible. Nothing quite says welcome to the Midwest on NFL Sunday.
Like Gee-haw.
Like Gee-haw Field. Yep, we're in the middle. Fly right over us. That right there is Gee-haw.
Fan said you ain't got good sense. You ain't got buck teeth, but when you are smiling, your teeth look more like an old picket fence.
Where, oh, where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone?
I searched the world over and I thought I found true love. You met another.
You were gone.
That show was horrible, and we cannot name our field after something that sounds like it.
That show was awesome.
You don't think it was sexist?
She said, I just weigh 103. Then she up and said, one thing I can't figure. 1 pound of candy makes 5 pounds of me.
So bad.
There's a lot of them.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
And he always had to nudge the guy to tell him when to turn around.
I remember watching that with my grandma and grandpa.
Oh, I remember watching it with my dad.
And they thought it was so funny.
Before I realized the spot I was in, the trouble I had was all my own. When you caught me kissing Loretta Lynn.
All right. What happened to the variety show?
It's gone.
We don't have it anymore.
No, it's gone.
There is no variety show anymore.
No, it's gone. But these were funny. I can't believe you don't laugh at these things.
It's just so bad. And I knew there was something I didn't like about that G-E-H-A. And then it occurred to me during the break, it sounds like hee-haw. And people already from the other coast think we're flyover country.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Keep thinking it. Stay out. We don't
keep flying over.
Yeah,
please.
Keep
flying.
Get
the official song.
We really don't want you here. I hope you never find out how great this place is.
Wow.
Honest to God. Please just keep flying over. And don't stop. Because I don't want you here. I like our 2.5 million. We're good.
We're good?
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody. We're good. Gee-haw. We don't need you here.
Oh, please pick another name.
You ain't got buck teeth, but when you are smiling, your teeth look more like an old picket fence. Where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I'd found true love. You met another and you was gone.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Hey, don't forget, we're going to do Festivus Thursday.
I went to walk in that ribbon.
Coming up at the top of the hour, 5 o'clock. Because we are taking a much-needed day off tomorrow. I don't think I've had a day off since early March. So you'll forgive me if tomorrow I take the day off. We will do Festivus Thursday, brought to you by Michelob Ultra. That is coming your way right after the top of the hour. I have absolutely no idea where Dana Wright went.
Where does she go?
She leaves the room, and then she never comes back.
Yeah. It's like she's going on a walk or something.
It's like she's outside. It's really weird.
Earth to Dana.
Anyway. Oh, there we are. Hi. Welcome back.
Feel free to join the show with your
name
on it.
You hate me?
Yes.
Why? What did I do?
I cannot get that stupid song out of my head.
You were the one who told me to pull it up.
You made another and you were gone.
You were the one who told me to play
it. I know. I'm sorry.
So who do we hate? We hate ourselves.
Well, we hate ourselves and that song and the word hee-haw.
You mean jee-haw?
Whatever. I think we should mention the Ghislaine Maxwell puke heiress that has been arrested.
Ghislaine?
Whatever. Say hi to Jeffrey Epstein in hell. Why did it take so long for them to arrest that woman?
She's an interesting character. I mean, her name is Ghislaine Maxwell. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right.
She's a pedophile.
The one-time girlfriend and alleged accomplice of accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, who was arrested this morning and charged by federal prosecutors in New York for her alleged role in recruiting, grooming, and sexually abusing underage girls as young as 14 as part of a years-long criminal enterprise. Maxwell, 58 years old, whose whereabouts were being tracked by federal agents, was taken into custody in New Hampshire without incident and charged with six criminal counts, among them enticement and conspiracy to entice minors to travel to engage in illegal sex acts, transportation and conspiracy to transport minors with intent to engage in criminal sexual activity. Between 1994 and 1997, Maxwell, according to the indictment, assisted, facilitated, and contributed to Jeffrey Epstein's abuse of minor girls by, among other things, helping Epstein to recruit, groom, and ultimately abuse victims.
She would go, Scott, to schools and look for the sad girl. Look for the girl that was by herself, that was maybe walking home alone, shoulders maybe were hunched over a little bit, didn't have a friend in the world, didn't have a boyfriend, probably didn't have a good home life. And she would take those girls and say, you know, we're hiring. I've got this very wealthy businessman who likes to help young girls like yourself. And she would take them to this mansion where they were wowed by the money and the, you know, things. And it never happened, I don't believe, on the first or second trip into his home. They would start to groom these girls, and then maybe on trip number five or six, he would ask for them to, you know, give him a neck massage or whatever.
No.
And that's how this would start.
So have you seen the Filthy Rich
the documentary? Okay.
Yeah.
So my girlfriends cannot stop talking about Filthy Rich.
So what they would do is bring them in as massage therapists or masseuses. And then, yes, the second time they came back to give him a massage, it would be more than...
So here's one of the things in the documentary. And Sam, if you've seen it, please weigh in here.
I have.
She says, my girlfriend over the weekend said, that when they raided his New York apartment, there were cameras in every square inch of every property he owned. And that's how they think he was able to become so rich and powerful, because they think, had very rich and powerful, famous people caught on tape, Scott. Think Prince Andrew, where we've seen that photo of him with his arm around one of these young girls. The prosecutor today actually said to Prince Andrew, our doors are open and we would like to talk to you.
Yeah, it's not going to look well for him.
And in the documentary, where are the tapes? This big thing is like, where's all the footage of all of these powerful people when he had cameras on every square inch of all of this property?
There's a victim that tried to escape his island and was on the far remote end of the island, not anywhere near the house, and they knew exactly where she was. And she thinks that even that part of the island has cameras on it somehow.
Okay.
So if you're rich and famous and powerful and you're having sex with 14-year-old girls, the thinking goes, this Ghislaine woman and Jeffrey Epstein have you on camera doing what it was you were doing, which is why it feeds into the conspiracy theory that someone killed him, because where are the tapes?
Okay. And I don't think Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. I do not. I actually do buy into that conspiracy. Can I ask the most obvious question, though, going around right now that everybody in their car is asking?
Okay.
These are 14-year-old girls. Now, I'm not even going to suggest that everybody grows up in a beige house, Johnson County life. Where are their parents?
Were they drugged? Were they blackmailed? Were they systemically sexually abused, Scott?
They generally came from bad households.
Okay, so...
And she, the one that was charged today by the FBI, looked for that. So she specifically looked for that.
These were not kids that came from what you would consider your typical middle or upper class
households? No, absolutely not.
Okay.
West Palm Beach area, which is not the rich part.
Okay.
Apparently you cross a bridge in Palm Beach and you go from these mansions to...
the other side of the tracks.
Yeah.
And so prosecutors are asking for no bond because this woman has $20 million and a passport.
Yeah.
Or no, three passports. And she poses an extreme flight risk.
Who has three passports?
I don't know. People who groom young girls to be raped.
Okay, don't get mad at me.
No, I'm just yelling. I'm just yelling because I'm so mad it took this long to arrest her.
I have one passport. And it has my name on it.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling that it took so long to charge her.
At what point do you get your second passport and people go, now, wait a minute.
She's an heiress. I'm sure if you're an heiress, you have many passports and many planes.
And she's also Jeffrey Epstein's ex-girlfriend. And she's hooking him up with 14-year-old girls?
This was how
allegedly
he found the girls. Which I have always said, I'm not going to say it makes her worse, but these girls trusted her.
Yeah. And according to the documentary, or the victims in the documentary, she was not innocent in the activities that were going on.
She was in the room.
So she participated.
Yes.
She started the train.
And so she faces, for that, Scott, 35 years in prison.
Prosecutors have had charged him with having run a trafficking enterprise in which he had paid hundreds of dollars in cash to girls as young as 14 to have sex with him in his Upper East Side home and his estate in Palm Beach, worked with employees and associates to lure the girls to his residences, and paid some of his victims to recruit other girls for him to abuse. Okay.
Say hi to him in hell. There is not, 35 years is not enough for this woman.
You have to watch this docuseries.
I'm telling you, Sam, a girlfriend of mine watched it that we were in Wisconsin with. They could not stop talking about it. They said, as bad as you think it is, Scott, with the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing, mm-hmm. it's worse.
Okay. Five, seven, six, seven, seven, nine, eight.
I hope she's wearing orange today. I really do.
Well, I think she is.
Eating porridge. What is porridge?
It's like a oatmeal.
What?
Where the hell did...
What is that?
I just tried to think, like, what do they feed you in prison? And that's the slop word I came up with. Slop. Thank you.
Did you just say porridge? What is porridge? What is wrong with you? That's what you're taking out of this conversation? We're talking about 14-year-old girls being abused, and you want to know what porridge?
Never.
Here, I'm going to answer your question for you.
Released from prison.
Here, let's find out what porridge is.
Porridge is a food commonly eaten as a breakfast cereal dish.
Sounds disgusting.
Made by boiling, ground, crushed, or chopped starchy plants. Mm-hmm. So like oatmeal.
Or corn.
Thank you.
It's like an oatmeal. There. There's a picture of porridge.
It looks terrible, and I hope that's what she's eating.
You've lost your damn mind.
Do you know what Twitter's saying? They had better watch this woman in her cell 24/7, if you know what I mean.
Before the Clintons get there?
No. Now, why would you go there? Because I will remind you, she is photographed with several politicians.
All I'm saying is,
including the one currently occupying the White House.
Listen, all I'm saying is I would keep an eye on her before the Trumps and the Clintons get there.
There are multiple photos of the president
and
with this woman.
And the Windsors.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Windsors or the Trumps or the Clintons come by and want to visit, you need to say no.
Twitter exploded today and said they had better physically station someone in front of that cell to stare at her. Until
Donald Trump shows
the
up.
The end of time.
Oh. No, they're going to fall asleep, and the cameras are going to, for some reason, not work. And
then the Clintons and the Trumps are going to show up.
People would lose their minds.
Oh, if she dies, you know the Clintons and the Trumps and the Windsors showed up at the same time.
They're going to tell us she died.
And then we're going to ask for the video, and the video is just not going to exist.
I think she will fight this, Scott. I think she'll fight it, and here's why. Jeffrey Epstein is gone, so it's just her. She's the only one who really knows, except the victims.
Well, I was going to say what happened,
and she is going to get up there and say, I had no knowledge of this. I actually thought we were helping these girls live a better life.
Mm-hmm.
And she will say that with conviction because she's a sociopath.
It'll never happen. The Trumps, the Clintons, and the Windsors.
Look, the phones are ringing.
Are all going to show up at the same time, and they're going to make sure that she never testifies.
I'm going to look and see where they're holding her. You know what they need to do? They need to do a live webcam. No, they need to live webcam her in her cell so that everybody can see she's fine.
And then it goes dark for 30 seconds, and...
But it only goes dark when the Clintons, the Trumps, and the Windsors show
correct.
Up.
Yes. Hillary herself.
Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and Prince Edward are all going to show up at the same time. Yeah, I'd like to see... what's her face? Oh, she's dead. Listen,
people would lose their mind.
Danny, you have no idea. Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
Well,
it was either not even be dead.
It was either the Clintons, the Trumps, or the Windsors. One of the three did it allegedly. 576-7798. Don't forget, we're going to do Festivus Thursday right after the 5 o'clock news because we are off tomorrow. I think it's a much-needed break for everybody, including you. And so we're going to take tomorrow off, spend some time with our family. I hope you guys get the opportunity to do the same thing. Story here from the Kansas City Star. If you thought 2020 was out of curveballs to throw, how about a potentially historic heat wave? The National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center said on Tuesday, July could see record-breaking heat in most of the country. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they said something like, I believe it was Little Rock, was going to be 105 yesterday.
Woo!
110 today. July could be a good time for outdoor activities, though according to the Old Farmer's Almanac, rainfall will be below normal in much of the country, including the Northeast, Great Lakes, Midwest, High Plains, Desert Southwest, Pacific Northwest. The Weather Channel reported that much of the Midwest and Great Lakes will have highs that are, quote, several degrees warmer than average during the month of July. Parts of the West Coast, Rockies, and South will also have above average temperatures. Says the Weather Channel, quote, while there will be breaks in the heat, it appears that these breaks will be short-lived, especially in the country's northern tier. Chicago, I believe yesterday, hit 101. Huh. Okay. Fox News on Wednesday fired daytime news anchor Ed Henry after an investigation of sexual misconduct in the workplace. Is there anybody at that network that is not sexually harassing people? The network said it had received a complaint last Thursday from an attorney about the misconduct. Henry, who co-anchored America's Newsroom between the hours of 9 a.m. and noon, had slowly rehabilitated his career on Fox following a four-month leave of absence that ended in 2016. Fox offered no details of the complaint that resulted in Henry's firing.
Ellen just posted this from Channel 5 from the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department. Officers have been involved in a shooting near 31st and Van Brunt. Please stay away from the area. And you saw this today, Scott. We are approaching, with three shootings in the last couple of days, we are already approaching 100 homicides for the year.
It's July 2nd.
We are on record to break the record.
Wow.
We'll try to have the chief on Monday.
And I like him. I like him a lot. But there are calls for him to be let go.
No police chief has been able to figure out how, because there are so many issues that go into this problem, Scott. No police chief has been able to figure out how to bring that number down. We had one year a few years ago where it was lower.
Mm-hmm. That was under Daryl Forte, I think.
And I think if you ask the experts why was that year lower, you'll get 100 different answers.
Former Kentucky and Louisville basketball coach Rick Pitino thinks that the basketball season, the college basketball season, should not start in November. He wants it pushed back to January. Quoting here from Pitino, suggestion to the NCAA, push the start of the season back to January and only play league games. Which, in other words, KU would only play Big 12, so they would not play any
Australian All-Stars.
They wouldn't play any out-of-conference games. They wouldn't play Duke. They wouldn't play North Carolina. They would only play league games. Pitino was not the first person to suggest basketball schedule might need to be altered. In a recent interview with The Athletic, NCAA President Mark Emmert suggested the season could actually begin early and be played with fewer games with an extended winter break.
You know, you talk about sports and this Governor Kelly mask order that Johnson County today said they will abide by.
Mm-hmm.
What does this mask order mean for sports? I don't know. Do you, Scott, when you go coach soccer, have to mask all of the girls up?
We don't. We had practice last night. Now, I do not go anywhere near the girls.
Listen to this quote. Athletes who are engaged in organized sports that allows athletes to maintain a 6-foot distance from others with only infrequent or incidental moments of closer proximity could be an exception.
I told you, Dana.
Which means soccer is out. You cannot maintain 6 feet and play soccer.
No, of course not. We didn't maintain 6 feet in practice last night. I did, but the girls didn't.
But if you're running in 100-degree heat with a mask on, I feel like there's a safety issue there.
I told you at the beginning of the show, and I know we got to get to break, because news is coming up. And then we're going to do Festivus Thursday, so 576-7798. I told Coach Dustin last night, if we get through week two without the season being canceled, it's a miracle.
If you put masks on girls running outside in 100-degree heat, Scott, someone's going to pass out.
Yeah. Like I said, if we get past week two, it's a miracle. I don't think we will. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III, Festivus Thursday is next. 576-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.